The second phase of God's plan was to create a people, a community. He chose the children of Israel, the children of light. The 12 tribes of Israel were created as God's people, which are the symbol of the communities of light. The first seal is the mystical paths, which are in every religion. And the second seal is that God wants to create communities based on Him. The whole Old Testament is the struggle between God and the children of Israel to keep the 12 tribes God-conscious, to follow God, and to choose God as the only King. The entire Old Testament applies to this second seal. That is exactly what the Old Testament wants us to do. Create the communities of light, the communities based on God, based on His laws. And when we create those communities with His Spirit within us, helping one another, understanding one another, loving one another, creating an environment where we can live peacefully and become productive units in those communities, those communities will prosper, and those communities will be created all over the world. And after, we can connect these communities together, and we can create the kingdom of heaven on earth. So that was another intent of God in the Old Testament. We see that God chose Abraham as the person who started the story of the children of Israel. And eventually it came to Israel himself. He was Jacob, and the name was changed to Israel, which means he who struggles with God. To struggle here means to struggle together, not against, the light bearer. Then his children created the 12 tribes of Israel. God chose the Hebrews and made a covenant with them that they would be His people forever. And He stood firm in His covenant. Hebrew means beyond, those who have overcome their lower natures, or the children of Israel, those who struggle with God. These people have been and forever will be the elected ones. Whoever overcomes the world, its excess attraction, Maya, is an elected one. They have always been reincarnated to struggle for His purpose. Now, we are the children of light. We are trying to create the communities God desires to be created. Of course, the children of Israel did not have the eternal divine path and the greatest sign. They had the Ten Commandments, which were still okay. They would create very godly, conscious communities. But now we have a crystallized path to create the communities of light. You see, the eternal divine path encompasses or contains the Ten Commandments and more. If you do not follow the Ten Commandments, you cannot follow the eternal divine path either. So, when you are following the eternal divine path, you are following the Ten Commandments. In the eternal divine path, you cannot do adultery. You cannot bear a false witness. You have no other God beside Him. It is just not possible. In the beginning, the children of Israel did not have any king. They had judges. Judges were supposed to be in touch with the Spirit and God conscious. They would bring the Spirit to the children of Abraham. But their neighbors all had kings, so the children of Israel eventually said, "No, we want a king. We do not want judges." So Samuel went to God and said, "God, these people want a king. They do not want judges. They rejected me." Samuel took it on himself. "They rejected me." God said, "They did not reject you. They rejected me." They rejected God. If they have a king, the king is going to take their children to war. He is going to tax them and do all the terrible things a king does. Go and tell them, do they still want a king? And they said, "Yes, we want a king." God said, "Okay, now choose a king for yourselves." And they chose a king who was tall and handsome. They just went by the appearances. That was Saul. And Saul did exactly what God had told them he would do. He taxed them. He took their children to war. He destroyed their cities and their religions, etc. Then God chose a king himself as King David. He was not very handsome or tall. He was probably a regular person, but he was very wise. He had the wisdom of God. He had the Spirit of God with him. He became the greatest king they ever had, King David, and the reason was because God was with him. But of course, he fell a couple of times also. However, the best king is God himself. He is our king also in the communities of life. He is our strength. He is our work. He is our way. And he has given us the way to create the communities of life. Despite all the effort, the children of Israel were not ready to become a perfect example for others. God then gave the Hebrews laws and regulations to bring them order and to make them strong and unique from their neighbors. He made them go through great hardships and struggles to develop those characteristics which were necessary for them particularly and are necessary for any person or group individually in order to set an example for others and so influence them to bring the kingdom of heaven within and without. By rejecting God, 1 Samuel 8:7, and accepting a human king, they cut themselves off from his direct influence in their lives. Then they started bowing down in front of the earthly kings who were as human as themselves, with all their earthly shortcomings and faults. Also, by accepting a human king, man becomes the subject of that king and his wills and whims. Therefore, he forgets about God and his laws. With rejection of God as their king by the Israelite people and through accepting a human king, they further lost their direct relationship with the Lord. What is a tribe? It is a community, isn't it? The number 12 for the 12 tribes of Israel is similar to the base of 12 in the community, or the number 12 in the 12 disciples. Who is the 13th? The 13th is God himself. Christ came with 12 disciples. Who was Christ himself? Christ was the number 13, wasn't he? 12 plus 1 makes the 13. That is why in the communities of light we also base the community on 12 people, 6 couples. Who is the 13th? God. When they sit around the round table, each couple representing one sign, who is in the center? God is in the center. So they always have God's presence in their endeavors, in their decisions, in their unity, in whatever they do. God is with them, and their decisions are based on his guidance. If you look at the greatest sign, you see the sign of Solomon as the sign for the Jewish religion, which is two triangles together. There is a larger one of this sign in the center, and there is another one there as the sixth seal. See, there are three stars of David. And as you see, the first small star of David, as we said, is the kingdom of heaven on earth, the communities of light. And the second small one is the elects, or the ones who find the kingdom of heaven within. The third one, the large one, is the kingdom of heaven in heaven. So there are three kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven on earth based on the communities of light, the kingdom of heaven within you when you go through those first five steps in the greatest sign and find God within yourself and realize that God is also, that God is without also. And the third is the kingdom of heaven in heaven, where God already is the king. God has prophesied that his kingdom will come on earth. If he said that in the past something will happen and it happened, this also will come true. We will see everything accelerated on the earth. It will come we will see. We will be all together, and every day we will see things accelerating themselves as part of the prophecy for humanity. It is said that the crowd, the number, is the hand of God. This is also true in the kingdom. The more numbers there are, the more God-conscious people who come together in the name of God and put their differences aside and become one, the stronger the kingdom will be, the stronger the people will be, and each person will be strong in the group. It does not matter how many problems come to that group, those problems will not destroy them because they have a strong base. It is just like the Hebrew communities. They withstood the problems for the last 6,000 years. Why? They survived because they had a strong community feeling, strong family feeling. It does not matter if they were destroyed in one place. Their base never could be destroyed, which was the strength of the community. They always could build on that base. When God is accepted and followed as the only and true King, His laws as the only laws, His organizational system as the only system, and the spiritual hierarchy as the true hierarchy, when the King of Heaven Within, that's supposed to be kingdom, when the Kingdom of Heaven Within is established by the majority, then His kingdom will be realized, established on earth as it is in heaven. In truth, He is the King, whether humans accept it or not. If humanity accepts His laws, follows them, and realizes that His will should be done on earth as it is in heaven, then the true peace and tranquility will come to the earth. At that time, because people will not resist His will, there will be no suffering, because suffering comes from resisting God's will.